Mi kama v'mishnah seinu. So they say before Nemru that only in the Mishnah did we pass on Shemesh Azuri. He said, Aloshanov, kol makim sheshona komar. Any place that we learned halacha with Shemesh Azuri, we pass on like him. So Zogshito, we pass on like him in this halacha also. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Ziri, Omar Rav Chananel, Omar Rav, in the name of Rav like this, that Kra, you have a Sefer Torah, and it started to rip. So Kra Habo Bishnei Shitin, if the rip came down from the top of the parchment, and it went far down into two lines of writing, is Yitfa, the locher is still, you're allowed to sew it up in its kosher. Again, it did not rip any oisius, it did not go into the oisius, just meant it went down in between the oisius, but the Kra, the rip came down, the lengthwise, into the length of two lines. Says so, he said back, you still kosher, you're allowed to sew it up. But Bisholosh, as it came down into three lines worth, then I yitz for it, then it's not mice anymore, then it'll be a gnai, but rather you have to take out this whole urea, this whole piece of parchment, and put another one in instead. Oh, Malay Rabba Zuto, the Ravashi, Ishno Hoch, Yom Rabbiyam Yom Medifti, this is the way Rabbiyam Yom Medifti said over, Mishmei the Rav, in the name of Rava, that Ho Diyam Rinon, Bisholosh al yitz for, that you say, if the craft, the rip came down into the length of three rows, it went so far down that it's not nice, you can't sew it anymore. Loyamon, that was only sell tikto. If it's an old piece of parchment, then it's a big gunai for it to be sewn up. Avachadato, but if it's a new piece of parchment, then less lumbar, then it doesn't make a difference. Even though the craft comes down more than three lines, still you could sew it up. And now the Gemara explains, Veloya tikta tikta mamish doesn't really mean an old piece of parchment. And veloya charata charata mamish doesn't mean a new piece of parchment either. Ella, what does it mean? Hoda loya fitson, hoda ya fitson. It depends if you use, if you process this skin, this leather, with afitson, with this gallnut water or not. If you use afitson, then it looks old. Rashi said then it looks black. Looks like it's old. So again, if it was treated with afitson, then Rashi says it looks black and it's like atik, like an old one. And then if it's ripped so much, it's a gnai, doesn't look so nice. Then you cannot fix it up. But hod the loy afitzum, if you did not use it with afitzum, then it looks like a new piece of parchment. Then you could sew it up, even though it went down more than three lines worth. But v'hani milu, when can you sew it up? Begidim, you have to use kosher veins that you always use to make the Torah or the tefillin with. But the garden leib, it's time to sew it up with garden, with string, that you cannot use. Boy, Rabbi Yehudi Barabba. Yehudi Barabba's question is this. What's going to be Dein Daf Ladaf? Let's say the Kra came down between one column and another column. As it came down in the blank space, maybe there's not such a Gnai, even though the Kra came very far down, maybe still you could sew it. Or else Ben Shita L'Shita did not go down between the lines, but it went in between the lines, across it goes, ben shita l'shita, it went in between the lines. Rashi says, if nikra, maybe yitfar, or litlo yitfar, it's a shayla, could you sew it up or not? Maybe if the kra, like, went in the widthwise, along, in between two lines, it doesn't affect any line at all, maybe there's not so bad, my take. Here it says, my supplies by sulfic in the Gemara, if you can fix this enough. If this is a gnai to sew it up, and maybe here it's not such a big gnai. Omar says, Omar Reb Zeiro, Omar Rav Chananel, Omar Rav, that mezuzah shekos for shtayim, shtayim kishero. We write a mezuzah that you only have two words on each loin. That's a very long mezuzah, still it's kishero, it's okay. We don't write this way, but I call upon him, if you write it this way, still it's kosher. So we boil up a question like this. What's going to be shtayim v'sholosh v'yachas? One line you write two words, then you write three words, then you write one word. Mao, is this kosher or not? Some Rav Nachman by Yitzchak kosher and shasur kashira. Yes, avada is kosher, but that's the way we write the Yoshir in the Torah. Or Azinu, you write it this way, you write the Shiva this way, it's called the Ksav, so therefore you can write the Mezuzah this way also. But the Mara Mesa have a question on you. It says, Aloha, also kashira. If you write a Sefer Torah, the regular parts of it, like the Yoshir, or else Oishira, you write the Yoz Yoshir Kamoisa like a regular Sefer Torah. Sula is possible. Mashma in the Sefer Torah, we have to have each way written the way it's supposed to. Regular Ksav and a Shira to Ksav. Sechura Mezuzah also, it's supposed to be written normally. If you write it like a Shira, like the lines of a Shira, it should be possible. Smara says, no, Kitanya Hebe Sefer Torah. When did we learn that it's possible only by Sefer Torah? Because there's Alocha, there's the regular Ksav, and there's the Ksav of Oz Yashir. So there's an Indian not to mix up the two. But by Mezuzah, you have no Oz Yashir, you have no Shira in it. Therefore, no matter how you write, it could be as kosher. The Gemara says, Itmanam, we also learn like this, that Omar Rabba Bar Bachon Omar Rab Yechanon, V'yamrilo Som Tzei Omar Rab Acho Bar Bachon Omar Rab Yechanon, Mezuzah Shoso Shtayim V'shol Shviachas Ksheru. We have a mezuzah that you wrote it with two words in a line, and then three in a line, and then one on a line is Ksheru. But a Bavad providing Shlo Yasana Kekubo, you can't make it like a tent, or you can't make it like a tail. That doesn't look nice. So Rashi says, it means to say, you can't make one, two, and then three. Or else the opposite, where like a tail would be, first three words in a line, then two words in a line, then one line. That does not look nice. That does not look like a mezuzah. That's possible. But otherwise, two, three, and one is kosher. Now, Omer Al-Chizah says, Alo Oret, the last two words of the parshas of Mezuzah, or the second parsha of Krishna, we say, Kimei HaShemayim Al Oretz, where do we write these words of Al Oretz? Beshitachron, it has to be on the last line of the Mezuzah. That's the only thing you write on the last line, is only these two words, Al Oretz. Now, where do we put it, at the beginning or at the end of that line? That's a machlekes. Ikadiyami, some say, Besayf Shita. You put it at the end, all the way on the left side of the Mezuzah. On the bottom line, you did not start writing at the beginning on the right side, but you put the words Al Oretz all the way on the left side. The Ikadiyami, some say, no, Betchilashit, you put these words Al Oretz at the beginning of the last line. What's the machlekes? Man, the Yom HaBesayf Shita, the one that says supposed to be at the end of the line. Kwai, what the Pasuk says, Kigvoya Shemayim Al Oretz. That Gvoya Shemayim Al Oretz, if so, let's just say the Shemayim is on top of the Oretz. So the word HaShemayim should be on top of the word Al Oretz. Al Oretz, the word Oretz, should be right underneath the word HaShemayim. So Kimei HaShemayim are the last words of the next to last line. So right underneath the word Shemayim, you're supposed to have the word Oretz. Therefore, it's supposed to be on the left side of the last line. But Oman Diyam Betchila Shita, the one that says it right at the beginning of the Shita, he says like this. The pshat is the word Shemayim and Oretz should be far away. The Shemayim is at the end of next to last line on the left side, and Oretz is on the right side. Is it to say the far away Shemayim Oretz? Now Omer Rav Chelbo said, Chazin Alele Rav Huna, I saw Rav Huna, to Korach Lo, when he rolled up the mezuzah, he rolled it up from left to right. Me'echot Kalpe Shemayim, started rolling it up on the left side, where it says Echod, and he rolled it up towards the right side, towards Shema, like we do. And secondly, the Oyser Parshiyosel Stumais. He made the Parshiyos Stumais, Rashi says that means, like on the same line where you end the first Parsha, you leave a few blank spaces, and then you start Vayim Shemaya, you start right away on the same line. That's called Parshiyos Stumais. You do not start on a new line, but rather you make it soft, like you can't tell on the same line, you end the one parasha at the beginning of the line, and you start the second parasha at the end of the line. That's the way you're supposed to write the mezuzah, the way you end one parasha and start the second parasha. That's called the Yoyser Parasha Yoseh Stumas. So in this Gemara is the question, maybe we have a question, is this true, that the parasha should be Stumas? It says, Om Reb Shimon Alozo, that Reb Meyo Hoye Koisval Duch Sustis, he used to write on the mezuzah on the suchsif, and we'll see later on the suchsif, when you used to have the skin the animal, they would peel off the skin and make into two parts. The inner part is the better part, that's called the cloth, and the outer part, that's called the suchsif. He wrote the mezuzah on the outer part of the parchment. Kimin daf was like